At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we were on the air, what's today? Thursday? When we were on the air Tuesday, all that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce news all broke. And so when that happened, Keith had said to us, hey, maybe try to get Ed Kelce on board. So I tried to get him on board, and he was going to, it seemed like he was wanted to join us for a second there on Tuesday when the news broke, but he was going somewhere with his family. He's like, hey, let's just do this in the morning. And I was like, okay, no problem. So that's why when we left the show, why I had said, hey, we'll come back and we'll have him with us. And we had a time that was set. And the time was set for like, what did I say? 10:30, Dan? Isn't that what we're supposed to have him yesterday? And then the publicist stepped in. And then it was over. So, I mean, I got to give John Kosick credit over at the ABC affiliate here in town, because he was able to, he grabbed him right before, and they've got some pretty...
right before the big shutdown?
Yeah, I think he might have been the reason that he got shut down, because John and I were talking...
Pretty good, John.
...the next day. I give, you know, John just said, hey, you got a minute? Because they're friends, too.
Oh, that
and
was a
so
ding.
It was cool. The ding for him or a ding for me?
Both.
We're friends. Trust me.
Shouldn't have Andy Baskin.
So he said, you know, we were joking around about who was going to pay for the wedding, and I read that to you on the air the other day, and it was like Taylor's mom, or Taylor's dad, sorry. And,
or mom.
Hey. And mom and dad. Who can, how about Taylor just pay for
Taylor's
the wedding?
Taylor's trust fund.
And then by 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, I get the ultimate text. Won't be doing any interviews tomorrow. And I was just like, bummer. And I just said, no problem. We figured he'd get shut down. And he was like, thanks. So anyway, so we really wanted to have him. I mean, we were excited. I was excited to have him on the air to talk about all the stuff that's going on. I mean, the story is just taken on. I mean, I guess we all expected it, but I just, like, I can't go anywhere on social media without seeing it. It's all over the place. I mean, sports, ESPN dumped into programming. Did I get that right? Like, two people told me that ESPN, I think there was tennis on, and they dumped into programming to announce their engagement.
Oh, have you seen tennis these days?
Well, it was love. So,
aww.
There you go. Anyway, so were you either one of you guys disappointed? I feel bad. Like, we promised you, I think the morning shows were on the other stations, were kind of excited, and we thought it would happen, but everyone clearly understands why he got shut down. Like, that would be me. That's like my dad, right? My dad would start running his mouth about something like that when he was still living, and I'd have to be like, Dad, man, you can't say stuff like that, and it's not out there yet. Oh, who cares? It's not a big deal. It's family. Who cares? It's family. That's what my dad would. And I think that's the way Ed approaches. I think that's why I like Ed so much. He kind of reminds me of my dad in some ways. So, anywho, that's why he wasn't on with us yesterday. So I apologize on behalf of the entire staff here at 92.3 The Fan, and I put my head in shame because we thought we had an interview that didn't come through, but that's happened to all of us plenty of times before. Right, Jeff?
We'll get it fixed.
That's right. Nothing to add?
Clinton Howard was fun.
Yeah, I thought you did a nice job of that, by the way.
Clinton was fun, man.
I did have a couple of people text me during the interview. So was he late yesterday?
There was apparently a miscommunication, yeah.
Well, that worked out better. By the way, thank you guys, because I had a little family stuff going on. I was here, and then I had to leave at the last minute. So I appreciate you guys both. I just want you to know that. But, yeah, were you excited about that? I thought that was fun.
Oh, I enjoyed talking to him.
So
yeah, he was terrific. He couldn't have been more cordial.
Down to earth. So are you going to go? You guys going to hook up for a beer or something over the weekend? Or?
Sure.
I could see you
I'm
guys.
I'm hoping to be in Ron's next movie.
Sharing stories.
Sure.
Surprised you didn't ask him about his niece.
About his niece?
His niece.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's outstanding. She does a great job. Not only directing.
We were there talking about Clint Howard.
Yeah. But it's a whole family thing. You talked about his dad. I heard you. I was listening.
Yeah.
Talked about his brother.
Yeah, a little bit. But we stuck to Clint for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. All right. Bailey Zappe is back on the practice squad.
Hoot hoot.
You called that, too, by the way, the other day.
Well, I said,
yeah, I think he was
Bailey Zappe's out there. What do you think?
What does that mean, though? Does it mean anything that he's back on the practice squad?
I'm not going to read too much into this.
Dan will. He was all.
I'm not going to read too much into it. Here's the thing. This team doesn't have a quarterback. They have numerous guys who play the position, but our team doesn't have a quarterback. And by that, I mean somebody who, and no disrespect to anybody here, but for various reasons, they don't have one that you can think, this guy's going to be here next year, this guy's here the year after that, or whatever. And that's what we've been looking for a long time. So there's safety in numbers, I guess. And you brought in Bailey Zappe. You know, hey, if Bailey could get claimed in a week, you know, from somebody else.
Right.
If something happens to Joe Flacco, well, okay, now you've got backup there. That's kind of what that is to me. Again, I look at this and I think if you're going to have a fourth quarterback, I would have figured out how to keep Kenny Pickett and taking a look. I don't know that Kenny's going to be any great shakes ever again in the NFL, and I don't think he's been great shakes so far in the NFL. I'm still curious, and I would have made sure that I took care of my curiosity there. The Browns must not have been curious about Kenny. Or they saw enough to think, nope, we're not interested.
Or they saw him as value because someone was offering a fifth-round pick.
But that,
that's the world value. They live in, though, on that other...
Value. That's like going downstairs and getting a bag of chips for, you know, a dollar off. Okay, great. Still a bag of chips, and I still paid $1.50.
Wow, you'd pay $2.50 for a bag of chips? That's crazy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The chips, if it's Fritos, yes.
Jeff. And immediately I thought potato chips. It's bad. I have to rethink the way I think things. Not very PC. I directly thought of potato chips. I just want you to know that. So, but Dan, you said something that what does it mean? Because I thought what you said this morning was like, really?
I think it's telling.
What does it tell you, though?
I think it's telling because it tells you that they do not trust Shedeur Sanders to run a scout team. That he is that far behind in an NFL thought process that they don't want him even out there running scout teams, so they need to bring in a fourth guy to run scout team.
You make it sound really harsh. Is there any chance that they want to make sure that he's on the developmental side of the offense and not having to worry about who the other team is the next week?
But part of scout team is that developmental side. I mean, what your job is to simulate what the opponent is doing so then that way your team can get together what's going. If he's in a position where he's not... And yes, this is going to come off harsh, but he's not understanding what the opponent is doing either, that he can emulate that on a practice field, that he could be that practice team and that practice quarterback that could sit back and try to do some of the things that the opponent is doing, then yeah, it tells you that this is truly a developmental process and that he is very far behind.
I don't see it that way. When you're the scout team quarterback, you're emulating. That just makes you better against your own defense. I don't know if that makes you better against other teams' defenses. Again, you're there to play the role of Joe Burrow. You're there to play the role of any other quarterback in the NFL. And I don't see the massive developmental gains by being someone that you're not who you are. Especially when you're going up against your own defense. Like you're there to help our defense when you're in that position. That's your job, your role. That doesn't help him understand the Steelers defense any better. That doesn't help him understand the Bengals defense any better. It doesn't bother me that Shedeur Sanders wouldn't be the scout team quarterback. It's just less reps. That's how I see it. And it's just like, okay. And I do think you're right, though. That's the problem with this. Like, I think you're harsh, but I think you're right. I think that the Browns are looking at this going, we need to bring in another quarterback that maybe, because let's not kid ourselves. If Huntley was coming in and would have started that one preseason game, the one that Sanders did, they wanted him to start. That seemed very evident. He just wasn't up to speed yet. So they gave Sanders a start. And then Sanders looked good, threw two touchdowns. That's what we talk about, taking advantage of an opportunity. That's what I like about Shedeur. He took advantage of the opportunity they gave him that he may not have had if Pickett wasn't hurt. So you don't see it that way, though, Jeff, right? You don't see it. If he's not the practice squad quarterback, he's not the scout team quarterback.
I don't know how Kevin will do it. If I had to pick one guy to run the scout team, it would definitely be Bailey Zappe. He's been around the league for a while. You know, he can give that to my defense. There's nothing wrong with this. I'm sorry. Shedeur's a developmental guy, and I don't mind at all. You take all the time you need to develop him and see if he can be something for you. It's okay. You know, I'm not going to point fingers. This is bad. This is good. This is whatever. They brought in a fourth quarterback. Why? Because they don't have one. They're trying to get lucky. And I don't think they're going to be able to get lucky enough this year to avoid taking a quarterback next year. I hate to say that the whole thing's been put on hold, but I don't think there's any question about that. It would have been unlikely before training camp even started. You know, the only thing that's changed is that Pickett isn't here and Bailey Zappe is. And Zappe's on a practice squad.
I lay this out as not being a slam on Shedeur Sanders. That's not what I'm aiming to do.
No, that's not what I'm saying either.
Say the franchise doesn't trust him, that the organization
right,
doesn't
I'm
trust
just saying,
him,
hey, for everybody who's out there,
how does that not come off as a slam?
Who's a Shedeur Sanders fan, he's farther away than I think a lot of you want to believe. That's kind of how I see this.
Which is quite possible.
Right. That maybe everybody
needs
to...
That's okay.
100% yes.
And so maybe they just brought in Bailey Zappe to do that. I mean, Zappe's been around the league. And I would... If I'm Kevin Stefanski and I need to get the defense ready to take on Joe Burrow, I'm going to have Bailey Zappe running the Bengals offense. And so they probably will.
An odd question for you, both of you.
Sure.
Have either of you worked in a kitchen at any point?
Yeah.
Only my own?
Yes.
Okay. there's a great phrase at a kitchen, Andy, that a chef will tell you that no part of food ever goes to waste, right?
It's only when you're washing dishes, though. That's the hard part about it. But yeah, I keep going.
Correct. So
yeah.
like if you ever have worked in a kitchen, you know that like you take the onion skins and you will use that with chicken bones and all that kind of stuff to turn right. that into stock.
Right.
Like nothing goes to waste in a kitchen.
Okay.
An NFL roster works the same way. Nothing goes to waste on an NFL roster. So that's the part of the Shador thing that I have questions on, because if you're not going to run scout team, is this just going to be off to the side? Are you just going to be getting reps off to the side and they're going to have you, you know, maybe learn things a little bit more, develop a little bit farther? I don't want to say, is this wasting a roster spot? Because that's not how I mean it. And that's not how I'm saying it. It just feels very unorthodox from how you typically hear an NFL team is run. That typically, if you have three quarterbacks, one of them is the scout team quarterback.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.